Married at First Sight. Chapter 4415. After getting in the car, Evan York asked her, "What kind of movies do you like to watch?" Abby Du replied, "I like all kinds of movies except romance dramas. I even enjoy martial arts and horror films." Evan York laughed. "Don't most girls like romance dramas? Do you have a favorite celebrity?" "No, I don't admire celebrities. The people I respect are those who've made significant contributions to the country and society. For people of their status, chasing celebrities was easy. They could sign them to their own entertainment company within minutes and turn them into a source of income." "I understand," Evan York said. No wonder she wore a disguise and roamed the world. Maybe she had seen too many martial arts dramas and dreamed of becoming a heroine. But Evan York was mistaken. Abby Du liked to disguise herself for other reasons. First, she didn't want others to know she was the second daughter of the Du family, fearing it would damage their reputation. Being from a wealthy family came with restrictions. She had to consider her family in everything she did. Second, she had trained under a master from a young age and met many older fellow students. While she was still learning, they were already out in the world earning a living. Hearing their stories inspired her to do the same once her studies were complete. Abby Du smiled. "What do you mean, you understand? I was just saying the night view of Hyribidhi is beautiful." Abby Du considered explaining herself but hesitated. If she did, it would be like admitting she was a fox, though Evan York already knew that. And that she was a cute baby fox, at that. "It really is beautiful," she said. "I want to go to the beach and relax this weekend. Are you free? Let's go together. I have a yacht, we could take it out on the sea." The invitation came suddenly. Abby Du had just asked Evan York to join her at the beach this weekend. "I work every day, endless documents, countless meetings, non-stop business, and frequent travel. It's exhausting. I can hardly get any true rest, even on weekends." Abby Du looked out at the night view and said softly, "But that's our responsibility. When we were young, our elders worked hard to give us a good life, so we could grow up without worries." Abby Du gazed out at the night view through the car window and said, "But that's our responsibility. When we were young, it was our elders who worked hard to give us a comfortable life and let us grow up free of worries. Now that they're aging, it's our turn to take over, to work hard and give them a better retirement. Isn't that always how it goes between parents and children? You raise me when I'm young, and I support you when you're old." Evan York turned his head slightly to glance at her, then refocused on the road and replied, "There's a reason my grandma likes you." His grandmother had always valued a person's character above all else. In her words, even if someone's background didn't match the York family's, as long as their family history was clean and their character upright, she wouldn't care. She would still accept them as a granddaughter-in-law. The York family was already enormously wealthy. Marrying someone from an ordinary background wouldn't affect their fortune. A virtuous woman brings prosperity to three generations. That's why his grandmother placed such importance on character. To keep the York family stable, even with some inevitable losses, the overall position of the York group remained strong. That was already an achievement. A capable leader at the front and a virtuous woman behind him were essential. Many families who rose alongside the Yorks had long faded from view. The wealth built by their ancestors was squandered by descendants. Only the York family grew stronger with each generation. Abby Du smiled softly. "The person I admire most is still your grandmother. Evan York, when I liked you in the past, what I really liked more was the big family behind you. As long as it's a man from the York family, no matter his rank, if he entered my world, I would like him." Evan York. He suddenly felt like a failure. His personal charm was no match for the appeal of his family. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4416. Fortunately, his grandmother had arranged for him to pursue her, and luckily, she liked him too. The two chatted along the way and soon arrived at the cinema nearest to the hotel. To be honest, it had been a long time since Evan York had gone to a movie theater. When he wanted to watch a film, he usually did it at home. But since going to the cinema is a common dating activity, he decided to follow tradition. He not only wanted to accompany Abby Du but also wanted to experience the feeling of a proper date watching a movie together. Knowing that Abby Du liked martial arts and horror films, Evan York bought two tickets for a horror movie. Since the movie hadn't started yet, they strolled around the cinema. He also bought a bunch of snacks for Abby Du, saying she could enjoy them during the movie. Abby Du told him he bought too much. "I'm not a kid," she said. "Why would I eat so many snacks? There were so many that," she joked, "she might be too busy eating to follow the plot of the movie." Still, despite her words, Abby Du felt a warm happiness inside. Evan York also wanted to buy her bags, jewelry, and other luxury items, but she stopped him. "You already gave me a set of jewelry. Don't buy more." She hadn't even brought the first set home yet, and here he was ready to buy more. "It's not like I run a jewelry store," she added. She already owned quite a bit of jewelry, some of it inherited from her grandmother. Those pieces were not only valuable but also more exquisite than most items sold in stores today. Perhaps it was because she had trained under a master from a young age. Learning a craft was tough. Even if the masters were wealthy, they would deliberately make apprentices endure hardship. Life during that time was far from easy. Although Abby Du was born into the privileged Du family, her pride had been tempered through her training. After returning home to resume her role as the second daughter of the Du family, she still loved to admire and collect gold and silver jewelry but rarely wore them in daily life. She only wore a favorite necklace and a single bracelet. Sometimes, she added a pair of earrings. She saved elaborate dressing up for high society banquets. She only dressed up for high society banquets. "I don't lack those things," she said. Evan York replied, "I know you don't need them, but I still want to give them to you. I like buying you gifts. In the future, I want to spend my money on you. Once I spend it, I feel even more motivated to earn more. My eldest brother said that once the Hyribity branch is established, all the profits from the first 3 years will go to me. Of course, if there are losses, I'll bear those too. Starting in the fourth year, I'll need to report my results to him. A portion of the earnings will then be turned over to headquarters." Abby Du smiled. "Then you better work hard and get your branch up and running quickly. If you reach annual profits of hundreds of millions or even tens of billions, your net worth will skyrocket." Evan York said, "My personal wealth is already pretty substantial." If he married her, he would make sure she had the best material life. From that moment on, he would carry all the burdens for them both. All she needed to do was be happy and carefree. The young lady of the York family deserved nothing less. That was the life of a princess or a queen. "Still, it's several hundred million more than I have," Abby Du said knowingly. She was well aware of Evan York's personal fortune. "From now on, what's mine is yours and what's yours is still yours." Abby Du smiled. "Then I've surpassed my eldest sister and become the richest woman in Hyribity. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4417. Evan York said, "As long as you want to surpass your elder sister and become the richest woman in Hyribity, I'll do everything I can to make it happen. Aren't you afraid that once I get your money, I'll kick you out and leave you with nothing?" Evan York took her hand and said with trust, "I believe in your character. You wouldn't do that. And if you did, then it would be my fault." "Why would it be your fault?" "Because it would mean I didn't do my best. I didn't make you trust me completely, love me fully, or want to spend your life with me. That's why you'd leave. So if that happens, it's on me, not you." Abby Du looked at him for a moment, then suddenly reached out and pinched his cheek without saying a word. While watching the movie, Evan York's attention was entirely on her. He didn't follow the plot at all. He spent the whole time feeding her snacks. When the movie ended and they left the theater, Abby Du said, I've been eating snacks all night and now I'm full. It'll totally mess with my sleep. Can you walk with me for half an hour to help me digest? Then we can walk back and drive. Of course. This was exactly what Evan York wanted most. He wished he could spend the whole night with Abby Du. It wasn't until 11 p.m. that she finally returned home. She refused to let Evan York drive her back. He insisted, but she warned, "If you really take me home, I'll ignore you for an entire month." Abby Du successfully convinced Evan York not to send her home. When she arrived, she found her mother still awake. Abby Du walked over, called out Mom, sat beside her, and asked with concern, "It's so late, why are you still up? Is something wrong?" "It's nothing. I just couldn't sleep. Your dad went night fishing with his buddies and hasn't come back yet. I'm waiting for him. Since Mr. Du retired, he'd grown bored and become obsessed with fishing. He fished both during the day and at night, and had made many fishing friends. Mrs. Du couldn't control his hobby. All she could do was ask him to come home no later than midnight if he went fishing at night, to limit daytime fishing to half the day, and not to fish on holidays. Those were reserved for spending time with her. Why does Dad love fishing so much?" Abby Du had known her father had recently taken to fishing, but she hadn't realized how addicted he'd become, going out nearly every night. Who knows with him? Before he retired, he'd fish on holidays. I'd go with him sometimes. But back then, I was busy with the company and didn't really notice how much he enjoyed it. Now that he's retired and staying home, he's suddenly remembered how much he loves it and just got hooked again. Mrs. Du sighed. "As long as he comes home by midnight, I don't mind if he fishes at night. Staying at home all the time is boring. I can still go out with friends, play cards, go shopping, relax in a hot spring. Your dad doesn't enjoy any of that. Most of his friends haven't retired yet and are still busy working, so he doesn't have anyone to hang out with. If fishing makes him happy, then let him fish. After all, I'm retired now and have plenty of time to do what I enjoy too. And it all depends on how capable the children are. Many of our peers are still working in their family businesses and can't retire yet." Married at First Sight, Chapter 4418. Although the Du family is now led by daughters, they are capable enough to support the Du group. The older generation no longer needs to worry and can retire to enjoy life in peace. Many in High Ribbity's upper-class society must envy someone like Mr. Du. "You had no social events tonight and left work early, so you must have gone on a date with Evan York. How did you know, Mom?" Abby Du admitted it readily, then suddenly exclaimed, "Oh no. I forgot the bouquet and jewelry. Evan York gave them to me." With that, she stood up and hurried out. Mrs. Du laughed and said, "You left all the gifts he gave you in the car. It looks like your feelings for him aren't that deep." Abby Du had already walked out of the main house and didn't respond. When she returned with the bouquet and the jewelry set, Mrs. Du teased her again, "If you're not that attached to Evan York and could break up at any time, have you considered your brother Spencer? Our two families have a close relationship. Your Aunt Choinard has been my friend for decades. She's watched you grow up. Although she's a bit snobbish, that's normal in our social circle. But with the Du family behind you and you being capable, both refined and strong, no one can bully you. If you were with Spencer, your Aunt Choinard would treat you like royalty, even better than she treats him." Abby Du asked in return, "Mom, do you think the Choinard family or the York family is better? Which one suits me more? Would I be happier with brother Spencer or with Evan York?" Mrs. Du was briefly speechless. After a moment, she smiled and said, "I was just teasing you. I don't really expect you to marry Spencer. His heart isn't with you, and you don't love him. If you marry just for business, you'll both be miserable. Your Aunt Choinard isn't as refined or capable as the wife of the York family. She lacks her grace, her skills, and her open-minded thinking. The Choinard family simply can't compare to the York family. If we're being honest, the Chouinard family is too far below the Du family to be a good match. The York family, on the other hand, is a much better fit though still a bit distant. But as long as you're happy, distance doesn't matter. Your dad and I are in good health and can still fly. We can visit you anytime, and you can come home whenever you like. It was true that Mrs. Du and Mrs. Chouinard had been best friends for decades. She was also Spencer's godmother. Emotionally, her heart leaned slightly towards Spencer. But she wasn't irrational, she remained clear-headed. When it came to her daughter's happiness, Mrs. Du could set aside years of friendship and family bonds. Her only concern was her daughter's well-being. She had already made up her mind, whether it was the York family or the Chouinard family, she knew which was best. The York family had a strong and admirable tradition. They were a suitable match for the Du family. The men of the York family were known for being loyal to both marriage and family, qualities that set them apart from most wealthy households. It's well known that many daughters from prominent families hope to marry into the York family not for their wealth, but for their devotion. However, the York family's romantic lives were all closely monitored by the grandmother. The old matriarch was sharp, and no one could marry in easily. They had to earn her approval first. Mrs. Du wouldn't let her daughter miss such a rare opportunity. That evening, Mrs. Chouinard had even called her, subtly probing the situation and hinting that a union between their families was unlikely. It seemed Mrs. Chouinard had already accepted that outcome. "If you're no longer mad at him," Mrs. Du advised, "you should make your relationship public soon. Don't give other women a chance to steal Evan York away. Your biggest rival has been finding ways to show up around him lately." Evan York only had eyes for Abby Du and hadn't noticed that a certain rich girl had been circling him. But her intentions were becoming increasingly obvious. She was out to steal him away. The moment Mrs. Du mentioned her nemesis, Lauren Hughes, Abby Du's face darkened. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4419. Lauren Hughes is the daughter of the Hughes family, which ranks fifth among the wealthy families in High Ribbity. Although they aren't as rich as the Du family, the difference isn't too large. Lauren Hughes and Abby Du were classmates for 2 years. Lauren Hughes admires Abby Du the most and constantly strives to surpass her, but she falls short in every aspect. Because of this, she sees Abby Du as her sworn rival. Initially, Abby Du had no interest in engaging with her, but Lauren Hughes kept provoking her. Abby Du wasn't a saint, she had a temper too, so the two eventually clashed, cementing their rivalry. Now, both women work at their respective family businesses. Abby Du started from the bottom and worked her way up to become vice president through hard work and talent. Lauren Hughes lacked such ability and was given a token position in her company, once again falling behind Abby Du. When Evan York first pursued Abby Du, he caught Lauren Hughes's attention. At first, she didn't know his real identity, but his striking looks alone made her envious. When she later discovered he was actually the fourth young master of the prominent York family in Wiltspoon, her jealousy of Abby Du deepened. But by then, Evan York had already confessed to Abby Du that he couldn't fall in love with her. Soon after, he returned to Wiltspoon City. Abby Du later traveled to Wiltspoon seeking closure, then returned to High Ribbity and resumed her role as vice president. For this, Lauren Hughes mocked her several times, saying, "So what if you're the second daughter of the Du family? You finally met someone you liked, and he didn't like you back." She also claimed that Abby Du was useless and couldn't win the heart of a man as outstanding as Evan York. She boasted that if it were her, she would have won him over long ago, maybe even married into the York family as the fourth young lady. Though Abby Du couldn't be bothered to respond, Lauren Hughes often mocked her in public, and her sarcastic remarks quickly became common gossip in high society. Already sworn enemies, the hostility between them only deepened. Lauren Hughes had a steady boyfriend, but his family background was far inferior to the Hughes family's, and her family had yet to approve the match. Still, Lauren Hughes wasn't in a rush. She hoped to wait until her boyfriend became successful before considering marriage. In truth, she was already preparing herself for a breakup. After several years together, the excitement had faded. With more and more attractive and well-off men catching her eye, Lauren Hughes began to set her sights elsewhere, planning to end her current relationship once she found someone of equal social standing. She prided herself on being superior to Abby Du when it came to romance. Unexpectedly, Evan York suddenly began pursuing Abby Du again. This time, he was genuine and persistent. Regardless of the Du family's or Abby Du's reaction, he refused to give up. As the fourth young master of the York family, a clan worth hundreds of billions, Evan York stood far above the Hughes family, whose assets totaled only a few billion. The Hughes family's fortune was built through the joint efforts of Lauren Hughes's father and his four brothers. If the estate were divided equally, Lauren Hughes's share would be significantly less than the Du family's wealth, let alone the vast fortune of the York family. Initially, Lauren Hughes believed she had the upper hand over Abby Du in matters of love. But now, seeing Abby Du being pursued by Evan York made her burn with jealousy. Seeing Evan York's efforts appear fruitless, Lauren Hughes tried to insert herself into his life, showing up near him often in hopes of stealing his attention. But Evan York only had eyes and heart for his Abby. He didn't even know who Lauren Hughes was. He never noticed her passing by, again and again. He may not have noticed, but the Du family did. Mrs. Du, worried that her future son-in-law might be lured away by the Hughes family, felt compelled to warn her daughter. Married at First Sight, Chapter 4420. You love Evan York, and he loves you too. Last year, he said he couldn't fall in love with you, but that was only because you entered his heart under a different identity. In truth, the person he loved all along was you. You did play a trick on him. But honestly, he never wronged you. After realizing he couldn't fall in love with you at the time, he returned to Wiltspoon not to run away, I think, but to clear his head. Once he calmed down, he intended to explain everything clearly and wouldn't have let your youth go to waste. You simply went to him too soon, and later he told you the truth. Abby, you and Evan have come such a long way, but from beginning to end, it was always just the two of you. Our family isn't angry with him, nor are we unable to accept him. Your father and I have already acknowledged him in our hearts. Stop putting on a show, just accept his pursuit and be his girlfriend. Be careful, or another woman might take him from you. If that happens, it'll be too late for regrets. Abby Du replied stubbornly, Mom, if love can be taken away, then it wasn't true love. If he really loves me, no one can steal him from me. That's true, her mother agreed, but having too many romantic rivals is always risky. People can be cunning. If someone sets a trap for him, and he falls into it, his sense of responsibility might lead him to marry her out of guilt. Abby, when you meet an excellent man you truly like, you must hold on to him. If you don't and let him return to the open market, he could be snatched up in no time. This is why wealthy families prefer arranged marriages. When a family has a promising child, other families with daughters take notice early. The children grow up together, fostering a childhood sweetheart bond. The best men and women in our circle never really reach the open market. Abby Du said, don't we already look like a couple? Tonight, he invited me to dinner, and I went. He gave me flowers and jewelry. I accepted them. We even went to the movies together. Isn't that what dating looks like? Anyone with eyes can see that Evan York and I are already lovers. This is a relationship between the two of us. As long as we understand each other in our hearts, there's no need to announce it to the world. When we get married and have our wedding, everyone will know then. If they do hold a wedding, the media will surely cover it, and all of Hyribity will hear about it. Mom, Evan York will never fall for Lauren Hughes. He hasn't even looked her way. She's inferior to me in every possible way. With a beautiful girl like me beside him, it would be absurd for him to fall for someone like her. Lauren Hughes has always lost to me. Now she thinks she can steal Evan York from me? She's dreaming. Abby Du was full of confidence in herself. When it came to Evan York, she was equally confident and completely at ease. She wasn't at all concerned about Lauren Hughes stealing him away. Would Lauren Hughes even dare to try and manipulate Evan York? How could someone like him be so easily outwitted? Don't be fooled by how he acts foolish or simple in front of her as if his IQ and EQ are low. That's just a disguise. He appears gentle and refined, the picture of a graceful gentleman. But in truth, he has a ruthless side. As Grandma York's grandson, even the gentlest version of him is still a smiling tiger. Married at First Sight Chapter 4421. Even if she can't beat you, you still need to be cautious. You two have been at odds for so long it's only natural that things might come to a head. Mrs. Du remained concerned that her future son-in-law might be taken by someone else. Abby Du responded with a hum, "Mom, I understand." She wasn't the least bit worried that Lauren Hughes could steal Evan York away. If he really could be taken, it would mean she had misjudged him and loved the wrong person. "Mom, Serenity has given birth to a son. She's already been discharged from the hospital and is now resting at home." Abby Du shifted the topic, updating her mother about Haitong's delivery. Upon hearing this, Mrs. Du said, "Then your father and I will go to Wiltspoon in a few days to bring gifts to Madame York." Previously, there had been no interaction between the two families. But now, with Evan York actively pursuing her daughter and the Du family quietly acknowledging him as a potential son-in-law, it felt appropriate to start forming ties. His sister-in-law giving birth to the York family's first child of the next generation gave them a good reason to visit and send gifts. It was time for both families to begin interacting more formally. "I haven't seen Evan York lately. I assume he went back to Wiltspoon?" Mrs. Du asked. "Yes, his sister-in-law gave birth, so he went back to see her. He didn't even tell me, just left on his own. If he had said something, I would have gone with him. I get along well with Serenity. Even putting aside my relationship with Evan York, knowing she's had a baby, I should visit her." Mrs. Du replied, "We can wait until the full moon celebration to make the trip. Haitong is the eldest lady of the York family. Once Tang Junyi retires, she will become the matriarch of the York household." "Haitong is the eldest lady of the York family. Once Tang Junyi retires, Haitong will become the matriarch of the household." Since her daughter would eventually marry into the York family and become the fourth lady, Mrs. Du felt it was wise to build a good relationship with the future head of the family in advance. That way, her daughter wouldn't have to worry about fitting in after marriage. Thinking about how the women of the York family were all top-tier daughters from elite families across the country, graceful, well-educated, and well-mannered, Mrs. Du realized her concerns were probably unnecessary. Her daughter's future sisters-in-law weren't the type to cause trouble, and her daughter certainly wouldn't allow herself to be bullied. There really wasn't much to worry about. "All right, I'll definitely visit when the full moon celebration comes. Mom, when you and Dad go, please pick up some extra nutritional supplements for Serenity. Even if she doesn't need them, it's the thought that counts." Mrs. Du replied, "I know. Don't worry, I'll handle everything properly." She also saw this as a good opportunity to bond with her future in-laws and discuss how the young couple would live after marriage, making preparations in advance. Abby Du yawned. "Mom, I'm sleepy. I'm going upstairs to rest. Don't wait up too late, Dad's not a child." Mrs. Du glanced at the time. He should be back any minute now. Just then, the sound of a car came from outside. Mrs. Du immediately stood and said, "Your father's back. I'm going out to see what he caught tonight. I'll make you some fish porridge tomorrow." She walked out of the house happily. Abby Du smiled, then headed upstairs alone and returned to her room without waiting for her parents to come in. Beep. Abby Du's phone buzzed. She had received a new WhatsApp message. It was from Evan York. Married at First Sight Chapter 4422. She didn't rush to check the message. Instead, she first put the bouquet away and carefully stored the jewelry in her vault. Only then did she return to the sofa, sit down, and slowly open the message from Evan York. She assumed he was simply asking if she had arrived home safely. But when she opened the message, she found several photos that Evan York had taken. They showed a few gift boxes. Although the gifts were addressed to him, the sender's name wasn't Abidu, it was someone named Lauren Hughes. The fourth young master York didn't even know who Lauren Hughes was. While he was familiar with the major wealthy families in Hyribity and had made an effort to learn more about them, he didn't pay much attention to how many daughters they had or who was already married. So, he had no idea that Lauren Hughes was from the Hughes family. He told Abidu that he had already thrown the gifts into the trash outside. Since his new house was in a wealthy neighborhood where only the rich or powerful lived, he guessed that the sender was probably a daughter from an affluent family, and asked Abidu to confirm it. His Abby knew far more about the rich young women in Hyribity's high society than he did. Abidu hadn't expected Lauren Hughes to make a move on Evan York so quickly or to go as far as sending him gifts. She immediately called Evan York. As soon as he answered, he said, "Abby, is this Lauren Hughes, the daughter of the Hughes family? I've never met her. Why would she send me something? Regardless of who she is, I'll throw it all out. Besides your gifts, I won't keep a single thing from another woman. Everything else goes straight to the trash." What did they take him for, a garbage recycling station? Evan York asked Abidu not just because he truly didn't know who Lauren Hughes was, but also because he wanted to make her feel a little nervous, hoping she'd agree to become his girlfriend sooner. After all, she had competition now. "There are a lot of wealthy people surnamed Huang in Hyribity," Abidu said, "but the only Hughes family rich enough to buy a villa in your neighborhood and move around freely is hers. Their family's assets are worth tens of billions. She was my classmate and my sworn enemy. She's always tried to compete with me, but she loses every time. She's never been better than me at anything. And now, she even wants to steal my man. She was my classmate, and more than that, my sworn rival. She always tried to go against me and compete, but she never measured up. In everything, she lost to me. And now, she even wants to steal my man." After saying that, Abidu playfully teased Evan York, "You've got a secret admirer chasing after you, how lucky. Why don't you open the gift box and see what's inside? Maybe it's something you'll actually like." "Abby, I only love you, you're the only one I see. I don't even know this woman named Huang or He. I have no memory of her at all. I feel like I've been insulted, and you're still teasing me. My heart is wounded. You'll have to comfort and compensate me. I'll treat you to dinner every day, and you have to say yes. That's your way of making it up to me." Abidu chuckled and apologized, all right, I shouldn't have teased you. When I'm free, I'll go eat with you if you're buying, okay? Lauren Hughes has been circling around you lately, pretending to bump into you by chance, and she's even greeted you in person. Do you really have no memory of her at all?" Abidu knew that Lauren Hughes had accidentally run into Evan York several times already. Evan York replied honestly, "I truly don't remember her. I wouldn't even know what she looks like. How could I remember her if I've never noticed her? There are tons of people who greet me every day. I can't possibly remember them all. As for men, if they greeted him once, Evan York would remember. But as for women, sorry, he didn't remember a single one. He had never even looked any of them in the eye, so how could they leave an impression? She's your mortal enemy? Want me to teach her a lesson for you?" When it came to Abby, did anyone think he would just sit back and do nothing? Abidu smiled and said, "No need. She's never gained the upper hand against me. Next time she appears in front of you, I'll point her out so you'll know exactly who she is." Not only was Abidu unbothered, but she was also gracious enough to let Evan York recognize his admirer the next time she tried to approach.